You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn, you are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Mrs. Jones, and I'm here with my better half, D-Stacks, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, and we are the Joneses. Me and D-Stacks are a power couple. We out here on our grind making moves together by the grace of God. Kicking It with the Joneses is live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We bringing it to you straight up, telling it like it is, covering Brooklyn news, trending news, and hood news, keeping it 100. It's important to tune into our show, not only because we are dope, but you can win free stuff. We will have special giveaways, not every show, but often enough. And last week, we gave out the second code word for the Valentine's Day giveaway. If you missed last week's episode, you can go to our Mixcloud to hear it so you can get both the code words. You can find all of our previous episodes on Mixcloud. This is our 13th show, so you will be able to find show 1 through 12 on Mixcloud. You will be, well, today we will be revealing the third code word this show for the Valentine's Day giveaway. We had a great show last week. We received so much feedback. Our main topic was the nature of nursing homes. And this week we have another great show. You know how it go. The saying says it take a village to raise children. Well, here at the Joneses, we like to give our underground artists a chance. And it take a village to break down some of these industry doors. So with that said, I'm going to let D-Stacks tell you what's in store for today's episode.
Yeah, this is D-Stacks. We got two special guests in the building, Nate Nitty and Remac from Brooklyn. Shout out to them.
How you doing?
All right.
Thanks for having
me. And congratulations on your new EP. No Need More. Yeah. That's dope. So what made y'all want to do the joint album together?
I mean, it's just the chemistry.
I know. Y'all, I thought y'all was a group at first. Then I seen it solo. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, people hear us together, and they just automatically assume we're a group.
Yeah.
Fuck it, we might as well just put some shit together.
True.
So how we got a lot of shit together, so it don't
okay.
Even,
yeah. Them so how songs? It's like, man, we got plenty in store.
Yeah. So we see a part two. So need more.
Yeah. It probably won't be called part two, but yeah, you're gonna be follow up.
We
could
come back to that. After the next one.
Yeah. Okay. So how did y'all meet?
Like, we knew each other since freshman year of high school.
Yeah. Freshman year. Been a cuz since day one. Yeah. Word. We went to Transit Tech. Shout out to Transit.
Okay.
Yeah. Played ball and all that together.
Mm.
Yeah.
Won chips. Chips.
okay.
Yeah, so the chemistry really came from back then. We played all that together. Street, everything.
Oh, okay. So y'all from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
So what part of Brooklyn y'all from?
Man, me, Nate Nitty, I'm from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Roosevelt Projects.
All right.
Hey, Bed-Stuy in the building.
VMAC, you know, I'm from Brownsville.
Two Brownsville.
Shout out to Sleep City, Starlight. Okay. You know, the whole East New York. Mm. We out here.
That's what's up.
You from the real, too.
My word. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, I want to know, how did y'all start rapping?
When?
Yeah.
I always was playing around with it. I ain't officially going to studio and record a track until the end of 2013. So ever since then, I've been going.
Yeah.
What about you, VMAC?
Well, yeah, we've been rapping forever, like playing around and, you know, just rapping, freestyling in the crib. But my first recording, I think it was like, 2015, 14? I think, yeah. So, I mean, we always had the rap, you know, we wanted to do it, but we never took it that serious at that point in time to be like, you know what, fuck it, this is what we could do with it.
So was there like a certain moment that you had like, all right, let's stop playing and let's get serious. Like, this is what I want to do. I want to do music. Have y'all had that moment?
Yeah.
Ever since my first track.
First track.
Ever since then, I just kept going.
Yeah.
Kept going.
And it's hard to stop to me because I'm trying to, you know, every track I do, I'm trying to be better than the last time. So it's going to be harder to stop. It's going to be hard to just say, you know what, fuck, I can't do it no more.
Okay. I couldn't find, so you got different music besides the tape, or because I couldn't really find no. I tried to find your SoundCloud, but I couldn't
Like most of the songs we put out, like I ain't put out no solo shit.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
what I'm at. You ain't put out no solo.
Most of the stuff we put out, we probably put together, be on his SoundCloud and then the tape. But yeah, I'm gonna follow up with a mixtape and stuff and start putting some stuff out.
Okay, we're gonna start doing that.
But we got plenty in store, like I said. We got a lot of songs.
Yeah, like I've been doing it by myself. And besides, you feel me, like after a bunch of, like a year and a half of me doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's when he was like, he ready.
Yeah, I said, fuck, I ain't going to be asking you. Let me hold something. I'm going to have my own shit. Fuck all that.
So how would y'all define y'all music?
Like, yeah. Dope.
Dope?
Yeah. Dope.
Fire.
I think Fuego. It's different. No.
Different.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we got our own sound, I feel. We don't sound like him and them, you know. We sound like us.
Mm.
Like, when you hear us, you be like, who that? Because you can't just say, oh, that's the Migos, or that sound like Future. You can't mistake our sound for nobody, I think.
Okay. So, y'all basically original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Authentic.
Yeah. That's the best way. So, what do you think is the biggest barrier that's stopping underground artists becoming mainstream? Because a lot of mainstream cats is, to me, is, in my opinion, is garbage. Like, a lot of underground cats should be there.
Like,
so.
They be rushing.
Huh?
I think they be rushing. Like, they jump in off of they one hit.
Yeah.
And it's not really, you know what I'm saying? They can't get to their full potential.
As far as
an offer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that one hit is good. You got to follow up.
Yeah, I feel like another. That. With Young M.A. and Designer, because it's like, okay.
Young M.A. is dope, and Young M.A. is dope, Designer's dope too, but, you know, that's Brooklyn, so.
That's support, though, yeah. Show Brooklyn love.
So, I mean, yeah, they keep doing what they doing, they be somewhere. They already somewhere, further than us, shit.
They doing something right.
Yeah, you right about that. So, how did you come up with the name Dank Nitty?
My name always been Nate, and then I guess I took the Nitty part from Frank Nitty, but okay. I just wanted to spell it different, so that's why I got the two I's at the end.
Okay, so how about you, Remac? What made you come with that?
That's my first and my last name.
Oh, okay,
you know, the first letter of my V, and my last name is McCoy, so Mac.
Oh, okay.
That's simple.
That's real simple. Yeah.
So, I just got a question. I don't know. Who's Frank Nitty?
That's some old school, you know, mall type.
Oh, gotcha. Because I'm like, Frank Nitty, who's that?
Forget about it.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, mafia type nigga.
Gotcha. So, okay. So, is this like your first mixtape? Another one? This is the very first
The very first one. I got my single solo one that's done already, but I don't got a release date for that yet.
Okay. All right. That's what's up.
That's dope. So we're going to get into these songs by Nate Nitty and Remac called Check Clear and How We Get. And then we'll be right back.
Fast life beats, get down or lay down.
Soon as the next day is, I bet a nigga check clear. I ain't going nowhere, I'ma stay
right here.
Till that check fucking clear.
What?
And when that check fucking clear, that's when I'ma hit the town. I need money right now.
For real?
I don't do the waiting round, I ain't with playing around.
Nah.
I'm starting to get impatient now.
Shit.
I'm starting to get impatient now. Is you trying to get this money?
Get money.
You know me, I'ma get it.
I'ma get it.
Lil' Rome, no limit, straight cash is all I see. Fast life, fast fetty. BB, we gon' get it. I know niggas push packs. I know niggas sell gats. I got two types of traps. One involved making drops. The other one make your wrist work. And no, I ain't selling crap. Stack and spending at the same time. Ballin' hard, it ain't game time. Fuck around and I'ma bang mine. I'ma stop the state troopers, they use canines. You ever been in that position? Your dope slowing down, you yell push to the limit. He's stopping this shit now, it's nigga, you trippin'. That shit right there coulda just got us a sentence. So many hoes that just feel like I'm pimpin'. Bits of life falls, then I might just start tippin'. Blunt nose on me and I don't call it pippin'. Run up on me wrong, then I'ma start hit. Soon as the next day is, I bet a nigga
check clear.
I ain't going nowhere, I'ma stay right here. Till that check fucking clear.
What?
And when that check fucking clear, that's when I'ma hit the town. I need money right now.
For real?
I don't do the waiting round, I ain't with playing around.
Nah.
I'm starting to get impatient now. I'm starting to get impatient now. Starting to get impatient now, now. Looking for talking down on now, now. All black when I'm all just like rules, nigga. I click a spark on anything that I choose. The only pain in my heart, it comes from the times I lose, nigga. Load up my gun, go out and ride. That's one thing a nigga knows is how to survive. Keep a load, don't wanna go dry. If fuck hand to hand's heavy, I wanna supply. I'm on a mission that's forever lasting. Rich and famous, still toting, forever blasting. Credit good, check clearing, then I fit the shit. You do it once and probably just go to sex and spin your shit. Type to be around the gang with your hand out. Out the burner and get to squeezing this man down. I'm doing music, I'm banding and making fans now. Blowing these grams, it got me thinking about grams half. I was only 13, we used to blow 50s. And now I'm riding and rolling a nigga's whole 50. I'ma get rich without trying, nigga, you know 50. Give me a East and I'ma swing it
soon
to
as
that
the next day is.
I bet a nigga check clear.
Check clear.
I ain't going nowhere, I'ma stay right here.
Right here.
Till that check fucking clear.
What?
And when that check fucking clear, that's when I'ma hit the town. I need money right now.
For real?
I don't do the way around, I ain't with playing around. I'm starting to get impatient now. I'm starting to get impatient now.
Clip, try to get up on this whip. That shit gon' spit. Skirt off, then I dip. Get to the money. I stack up the paper. Relapse on these haters. These niggas, they funny. They always talk money. But I'm back on no paper. You know how I get. You know what I'm with. 4-5-4 clip, try to get up on this whip. That shit gon' spit. Skirt off, then I dip. Get to the money. I stack up the paper. Relapse on these haters. These niggas, they funny. They always talk money. But I'm back on no paper.
All I know is get the dough. And shit besides it, bust some more. Drinking Henny, smoking dope. You rock designer. Rippin' hoes, rippin' Brooklyn, nigga. Shout out to the bros, they switch the code. Double up the shit we spent. FFB, we in this bitch. Niggas weak, they callin' quits. I play the hand, they foldin' it. V-Mac Beast, house out with D. Grindin' for these chips, but it's stackin' and flip. Get the package and rinse. I want the sex to them nicks, you know how I get. When you sellin' that shit, it's all about the profit. Yeah, runnin' up the cash, might catch me a stain. These niggas talkin' money, if you see him, short change. Got off with the money, your bitch for more brain. Glock forfeit, shot tell his zip. Get the drop, throw his it. Hella drops off, he lit. Hit him with the roll like Chris Paul, we assist. Rock while I'm a dog, Fetty boss, we the shit. Man, told him off the rip, you know how I get. You know what I'm with. 4-5-4 clip, try to get up on this whip. That shit gon' spit. Skirt off, then I dip. Get to the money. I stack up the paper. Relapse on these haters, these niggas, they funny. They always talk money, but never back on no paper. You know how I get. You know what I'm with. 4-5-4 clip, try to get up on this whip. That shit gon' spit. Skirt off, then I dip. Get to the money. I stack up the paper. Relapse on these haters, these niggas, they funny. They always talk money. But I'm back on no paper.
Man, I swear this trap shit ain't a hobby, it's a skill, bitch. We're the competition, point them out, I hit the kill switch. Swear the gang gon' make it on my life, that's cause it's destined. Do this rapping shit for fun, but that trap shit my profession. In the bando bagging up, busting licks on the back phone. Sold them by the two and we call that a back-to-back jungle. Do this in my sleeve, rain, hail, snow, sleep. Ripped up on the scene, pistol weighing down my jeans. Gripping a tool, acting a fool, you know how I get. Putting in pain, catching stains, you know what I'm with. Hoodie on and I'm mashed up, you know I'm with the shits. Rat gang and FFB, but you see what I'm with.
You know how I get, you know what I'm with. 4-5-4 clip, try to get up on this whip. That shit gon' spit, skirt off then I dip. Get to the money, I stack up the paper. Relapse on these haters, these niggas they funny. They always talk money, but never back on no paper. You know how I get, you know what I'm with. 4-5-4 clip, try to get up on this whip. That shit gon' spit, skirt off then I dip. Get to the money, I stack up the paper. Relapse on these haters, these niggas they funny, they always talk money, but I'm back on no paper.
Let's get it. I'm on it, I'm on it, I'm on it. Nitty, I'm on it like water. I like to do hits by myself, cause I be the driver and shooter. Pull her right to you, don't talk to computers. If I make a call, they come quicker than Ubers. Bodies gon' drop when I hot shit go through them. No love, you get dropped if you're not with the movement. Just broke the guap, yours by guap. Hand traps, the jug never stops. From the bottom and straight to the top. Did my thing with the pot. Mom's found some work up in my Air Max. Fucked a couple bitches right on Air Max. Just go down up in the jug house. They don't know what the
jug bout. It's a million tracks, nigga, choose one. Trust I get it back if I lose some. Steady grinding, no sleep. Steady mobbing in these streets. Trap or die like young Jeezy. Blow the money fast like young Michi. Shit I do don't get done easy. Talk tough, you get done greasy. You know what I'm with. 4-5-4 clip, try to get up on this whip. That shit gon' spit. Skirt off, then I dip. Get to the money. I stack up the paper. Run laps on these haters, these niggas, they funny. They always talk money, but never back on no paper. You know how I get. You know what I'm with. 4-5-4 clip, try to get up on this whip. That shit gon' spit. Skirt off, then I dip. Get to the money. I stack up the paper. Run laps on these haters, these niggas, they funny. They always talk money, but never back on no paper.
All right, Brooklyn, we back live, and we have Nate Nitty and V-Mac in the building.
Yo.
We just played two of their songs, Check Clear and How I Get. Tell us about the song Check Clear.
Check Clear, that's my single. That's me by myself.
Okay.
I got that beat from Fast Life Beats. And I came up with that. The name of the beat was Check Clear. So that was like the only first beat I said I'm going to keep the title of the beat.
Okay.
And I went off the vibe of that.
Okay. So what was like your inspiration behind it?
Money.
Just getting money.
Yeah,
so
like, and talking about a check, you know what I mean? Like everybody that had a check or been waiting on a check.
Okay. So you pretty much like you used to getting money, because you say something like, when I was 13, blowing 50, so you used to getting money. So you always had it like that since 13?
Nah, just a little something. I'm always able to survive.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, I got you. So tell me about How I Get, like the inspiration behind that. Like, how did y'all come up with it? Do y'all sit around and say, like, all right, this is the beat, so here's the concept? Like, how do y'all put it together?
Most of the time, we're not even together.
Yeah.
Half the time, we'll go on the tube or wherever we get our beats from, send it to each other. Once we both confirm it, whoever come up with a hook first, we send a hook, and then we just go for that. By the time we go to the stool, everything is ready, and we just knock everything out.
Prepare to work.
Okay. So what was the main idea behind How I Get?
Basically saying, you know me, you know how I get. If you know me, you know what I'm gonna do, you know how I move, you know how
right.
I get. And yeah, shout out to my brother Mo Rax, he's on there too, Rat Gang. Shout
okay.
out to my man Mo Rax.
Man, just how I get, how we get.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how I go down
in that type of terms.
Yeah.
So y'all nothing to play with.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Gotcha.
So do you think the internet and all this new technology is really helping independent artists, or just making a platform for a whole bunch of copycats? Because to me, it seems like every single day a new rapper coming out. So how can...
It's a mixture of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
In a way, it's helping.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping artists come out and be able to stay more independent.
Okay.
And then in the other way, you know, you got the goofies getting by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people, 21 Savage, Little Uzi Red, and all of them.
Yeah, Little Uzi Red.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't listen to certain people. I listen to who I listen to, and that's it.
I don't listen to the radio.
I don't even knock what niggas is doing. Niggas made it. That's, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Much success to them.
Yeah. True. They picked a lane, they stood in their lane. Get it, got it.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, who, like, right now, is in like your top five songs in the iPod? Like, what artists do you have like in your iPod, your phone, whatever you listen to the music on? Like, what artists do you have currently? Like, top five.
Fabulous, Gucci, Jadakiss, Future. I don't really. Who else I listen to?
I like Banks, Fab, 52, shout out to Queens, mm-hmm. Jadakiss, Styles, That's five right there, so I'm going to stick with that five.
Usually they say they have, the artists say they have their own music in their phones.
So yeah.
I mean, that it is.
Yeah, like,
yeah. Okay. You do, but
I mean, yeah, you ask who else I listen to.
Of course, I would say me.
Yeah.
But you said who else?
Yeah. That's why I got stuck. Ain't too many people I listen to.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could choose like any established artist now to collaborate with, who would you choose to work with?
Future.
Okay. Gucci Mane.
Okay, dope.
And Banks, I want to do a track with Banks or Fab, somebody. I got to step my bars up. I ain't trying to get smoked like a lot of these artists out here.
Right.
They could be getting smoked on the track with the wrong person.
Yeah. So what you think is the best platform to promote your music?
WorldStar. It's a couple apps. WorldStar. What else is it? Trill HD.
Okay. What is that?
Yeah. That's like another video site.
A video site, okay.
Then you got SoundCloud, you got, you know, Google Play, iTunes.
Yeah.
Just whatever you could get it to. As long as you got a good following and you posting and promoting.
Yeah.
You know, they gonna listen to it as long as it's there for them to get to.
True. So you don't have enough up on Dat Piff yet or no?
Nah.
Nah.
Yeah, right now, it's on my mixtape.
Yeah, got it on my mixtape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a promotion crew for this mixtape?
No, we looking at them.
We just doing our own thing.
Yeah, we promoting it. In any which way we can, online, whatever. Shows, we just came out of the show. When was it, the 4th?
Yeah.
Out there in Queens and all that. Shout out to 700 Weirdos. They, you know, they held us down. Got us a slot and shit.
Yeah, that was one of the questions too. I seen that he tagged y'all, and I saw that y'all performed over there too.
Yeah.
But what is what is the concept between 700 Weirdos? I was trying to search on his page, but it didn't.
Yeah.
That's a clothing line.
Yeah,
that's
basically a brand.
Line.
Yeah.
Tell you the concept behind that? Because I was trying to. I looked on his page, but he didn't really say like what's the like. How did he come up with the name?
The seven.
Yeah, the 700.
I don't know. Window. I know he came out with that probably a year or two ago. He was doing this thing.
Yeah.
But now he basically, you know, 2017, seven.
Mm.
So now he really trying to turn up with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I see y'all be performing on the Ron Alexander show.
Shout out
too.
To Ron Alexander too.
We
December, the Christmas show.
Oh, okay.
And then we got one coming up again in April, the 1st. No fool's gonna be in there though, but April 1st.
Okay, is that like is this show like a competition or just like a regular you perform on it?
It's not really a competition.
It's like a platform.
Yeah,
it gets televised and stuff like that. Yeah,
okay.
Promotion, stuff like that. Yeah.
So you have a couple label people there.
Mm-hmm.
Exposure.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to this page too. I see he be doing that for a while. So we're gonna go to a quick break, and we're gonna go to our up and coming underground artist segment. The first song we're gonna play is by. By Prince the King, called "Black Man in America," and then the other song we're gonna play is by Nate Nitty and Remag, "Count Up." We'll be right back.
Related to the victim, my life in the hand of jurors and the prosecutor victim. If found guilty, I'm facing the death penalty. I guess my death around the corner. But on a real, no jokes aside, this is real shit that we minorities in poverty got to deal with. We hate to see a person in comfort striving to be their best. I bet a brother be the reason they lay me to rest.
Can't you see, brothers and sisters, that something has gone wrong? And the scale is tipped heavily against us. And if this continues, we have no future. If this continues, we will destroy ourselves. Nobody has to destroy us. Just leave us alone in the condition that we are in, and we will finish the job that white folks started 400 years ago. The question is, why are we killing ourselves? And why are we killing one another?
Beat.
Yeah, lift that paper straight, I let it pile up. What I done made for the day, it's time to count up. Through it ourselves, we don't need no money counter. Just the way that we was raised, that's why we keep the money round us. Yeah, lift that paper straight, I let it pile up. What I done made for the day, it's time to count up. Through it ourselves, we don't need no money counter. Just the way that we was raised, that's why we keep the money round us. Grip loaded, tell us, see about the cake. Nigga, try me, I'ma shoot him in his face. And gonna keep the faith, but it's so much I can take. Hand licks, I'm getting to the gate. Keep that paper round us, ain't never been a bitch. Okay, it's time to count up, what I'ma do with this? Keep the team lift, my niggas ball like a fist. Cold heart, don't give a shit, hit him in his bitch. Niggas talking, but they never been a threat. Out here starving, ain't never about a check. It's all about respect, cause harm if they reject. RIP shows this picture across the chest. Light another blunt cause I'm a stone. Tell that body deck is the room. My niggas tone strapped across the shoulder. Automatic stretch you like some yoga.
Automatic stretch you like some yoga. Them youngins they causing havoc, they clapping just like the new ya. I whip it, don't need a chauffeur, I'm gripping, don't need a holster. I paint a picture like posters, I made it from off the corner. In front that project, building, selling crap. Known the bull, been addicted to hitting traps. I say it, I meant it, and that's a fact. Take a loss the next morning, I'm getting back. Hope you ready for the chase, I'm skirting off. Keep a bitch like Latifah to set it off. That hoopie done ran me right to a push. Like Future, I made myself a boss. New money, but I always stay the same. Now Wiz Khalifa, but Nitty, smoke paper planes. Only see me with niggas that's in my gang. And any other real nigga do the same. Gang. Gang. What I done made for the day, it's time to count up, count up, count up.
All right, we are back live. If you want your music played on Kicking It With The Joneses, Radio Free Brooklyn, hit us up on our Facebook page or email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. When submitting your music, let us know where you're from and whether or not if you signed to a label. We are here in the studio with Nate Nitty and V-Mac, straight from Brooklyn. So we just played one of their songs, Count Up. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me the inspiration about Count Up?
Everybody like making money.
You're just a money man. You're just the money man.
When you get money in your hand, first thing you're going to do is count
that money.
All right. So in it, excuse me if I don't know which one said what. I don't know. But in Count Up, you said something like Future, I made myself a boss, new money, but I stay the same. So do you think money changes people?
Yeah.
Well, you said it, Nate. Yeah. You said it. Okay, yeah. So so money do change people. So you saying,
not all.
All right. So when you make it big, you ain't changing.
Nah, I ain't gonna change.
All right. So when y'all both make it big, what's gonna be like y'all first big purchase?
First, I'm gonna pay off my mother's house.
I'm about That's to say, first. I'm about to get my mama a crib.
I'm gonna pay off the house. That's first.
Okay.
Everything else come after that.
All right, yeah, that's a smart move. Also, you know, a lot of times people make it big and they become broke real quick.
Yeah.
In that song, you also said, we don't need a money counter.
Yeah.
So a lot of times they get broke because they have accountants that do them dirty. So what y'all going to do with y'all money?
Nah, he's talking about the money counter.
Oh,
yeah, the thing that you put the money in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Money counted.
Yeah.
We counted ourselves out here.
Yeah. Gotcha. I thought you were talking about accounting. I'm like, wait a minute. You need accounting.
Nah, do it ourselves. We don't need no money counters.
Oh, so you're just going to count your own money.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I was like, wait a minute. What are he talking about? But gotcha. You see, I'm not up on it. But another verse out of there. I mean, I really like this song, so I listened to it a lot when we was doing the research on you guys. So this is the main one I have main questions to because I really liked it, so I've had it on repeat. But you did say something like, keep a chick like Latifah, set it off. So you into these gangster type of chicks or what? Like, what was that meaning?
I'm saying, you need a girl that's going to always ride and hold it down.
Gotcha. So you're looking for like, I don't know if you have a girl now. Do you have a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to your girl. What about you, V-Mac? You turning your
head?
Yeah,
I got a girl. I ain't turning my head. I have something on my neck. Yeah, I got a girl. Yeah, shout out to you, baby.
Okay, shout out to y'all girls. Valentine's Day coming up, so make sure you treat them real nice.
Yeah.
Y'all got the money, y'all ballers. All right, that's what's up. Okay, so I just wanted to know. So y'all basically, y'all chicks are ride or die chicks. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's a fact.
All right, facts.
So a lot of underground artists have teams backing them. So y'all part of a team or y'all just for Dolo or...
It's just us.
Yeah. Be the team.
Yeah, we got a couple of our mans we fuck with.
Yeah, of course,
that
yeah.
We collab with on certain shit, but...
Yeah, we FFB. V Mac Nate Nitty. That's us.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, too, about FFB, because I heard you say it in the other song that we played earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that stand for?
Fast Fetty Bosses.
Oh.
So that's the team or that's just y'all?
No, that's... Well, it's a little song behind it. That's like family shit. Like, my cousin started that.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so you just keeping it going.
Okay,
that's what's up. So there has been so many rap artists to come out of Brooklyn. To name a few legends, we have Biggie, of course, Jay-Z, Nas, 50. And then we have those on the come up, such as Casanova, Don Q, A Boogie, and Bambino. Do you guys feel like the pressure to, like, you have to be great because we have so many greats before us and greats that are in present? So you feel like, all right, I'm going to surpass them.
When you do something, you want to be great at whatever you do. So that's basically what it is.
But where we coming from, like how we from Brooklyn. So not even hearing our songs, you hear somebody from Brooklyn, somebody, I got a rapper from Brooklyn, you going to think that they lyrical, they balls is up to par.
Right.
You know, but then, you know, you go down south saying, I'm not trying to, you know, take nothing away from them. But they do their own type of swag.
Right.
But they could get away with some bullshit, too.
Right.
Because they from down there. So, you know, depending on where you coming from, you got to be on it. Like you said, we from big and all that.
Right.
So we got to come with some type of authenticity and some type of, you know, flair or fire behind us. You know,
right.
With the words we saying or what we talking about.
Definitely got to rep Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So, do you guys watch this competition called The Rap Game with Jermaine Dupri and it's with the kids? Do y'all watch that?
Yeah. No,
I watch it.
I don't.
What do you think of it?
I mean, it's all right. That's what he do. He sign kids.
You're right. That's Jermaine do sign kids.
It's a
baby.
Show.
They call it a baby label.
It's all right, show. I watch it. It's entertaining.
Yeah, it definitely is entertaining. I like that. I think... What he doing is, like, you know, trying to mold them into being stars or whatever. So I think it's pretty dope. But I don't know. We have kids. We have two little girls.
Yeah.
But the whole competition of it, I just don't really like having them against each other. But then again, I don't know. Do you
kind of don't really look like it's too much of a competition. It's like he trying to deal with all of them at the, like, behind the scenes and all mm-hmm. that. And it's like, it looked like it's a competition for the show. But it don't look like he going to be dropping people. I don't be seeing it. It don't look like he doing that.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't like how he probably changing them up with their images and all that, like the last episode.
Right, right. He did change like, that.
The little girl cut her hair off and all that.
Right. But that's yeah. so she could, you know, he did the whole crisscross thing. He came up with that whole look. So that's what you remember them for, their clothes backwards yeah. or whatever.
That's
so.
What I mean. That's it's shit different now. Man, you can't.
That's true.
I mean, you just want to dress somebody to get them known or. I mean, you can't do that.
You're right.
True. But they talent speak for them.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. And then I seen your YouTube page. I see you don't have a lot of videos up. Well, it's like, see.
Yeah. I had to get, about to get some of them shits done.
Okay.
So if you, you know, whether you're an actor, musician, or artist, I can imagine it's hard for anyone to break into mainstream America. What have been, like, some struggles that you guys may have faced trying to break into this industry?
I really want to networking.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, you networking could be a problem. It's a good thing. You're supposed to network. But depending on the person you networking, if you don't know from a hole in the wall, they can be bullshitting you.
Right.
You know, to give you the song and the dance. And next thing you know, like, where the fuck my money at? So networking is a problem. You know, get the right people. I mean, we got nice people, right people behind us, too. Because, you mm-hmm. know, we had to, we do the shit, you know, find the right people. But that, what else? It could be money, too. If you don't have enough money behind you to help push you or get you to these shows and to these places you need to get at, it's going to be hard for you to break mainstream. Talent. Talent's last.
You got to have a budget, though.
Yeah.
To be able to go on tours and really spread your shit out.
Yeah, I think that's like the main thing, having the funds to, you know, do what you want to do to really push it.
And even if you can't like do a tour, you gotta, I don't know, spend the money for the radio or whatever. One way or another, you gotta spend it and invest in yourself.
That's a fact.
I noticed that majority of your singles had, like, cover art, which I think is pretty dope. So, do you put a lot of time, thought, and effort in creating the perfect single art?
Not really. I come up with it, and I put it together myself.
Oh, you do all of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I do it right from my phone. If I had a computer, it would be way crazier.
Oh, wow.
I was using, but I do it straight from the phone.
Okay.
That's dope, because a lot of, like, mainly all of them, majority of them have the different, you know, cover art. And I thought that was really cool. I was like, oh, this is pretty dope. Mm-hmm. And it, like, it represents the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I put mainly, the thought into.
Yeah.
Something to represent the hook or what the song is named.
So y'all just talented all around. Y'all rap, y'all promote yourselves, and you do cover art.
So who do y'all production? Y'all, like, that do y'all your own thing, or y'all go to the studios?
Nah, we go to the studio.
Yeah.
I deal with my man Rich or my man Tracks by Rock.
Oh, okay. They in Brooklyn? They studios in Brooklyn? Or?
Yeah, they in Brooklyn. Tracks by Rock. He an engineer. He did a lot of Troy Ave music.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Casanova Don't Run.
Okay.
He did some of designer shit.
All right.
I got a lot of shit he done engineered.
Okay. So he did a famous one too? On your track? Or no, he didn't do
that?
Nah,
he didn't do that one.
He didn't do that one?
I don't think he did none of the ones on this tape.
No?
Yeah, nah. That was my son Rich. Rich the engineer. Yeah. With those, okay.
Because out of the tape, the best track to me, all of them was good. I like Famous. Like, yeah, first one.
Intro, dude. You got to come on dope. The intro got to be good. And yeah, some people, you going to make it past their intro.
Yeah. It's like, the first song got to be hot. Yeah. The first song ain't hot. Like, nah, I ain't listening to the rest of the day.
Yeah,
like,
who are these niggas? Oh, I don't know.
So we're going to go into another break. We're going to play this song by Nate Nitty and Remag, Getting the Money.
Need More.
All right, we're going to play the track Need More. And what's the other one? You got two.
I got two more. I'm going to do Need More and do Famous.
All right. All right, we're going to, by Nene V Mac, we're going to do Need More and Famous.
Mobs, mobs, beats, beats.
One of the realest living, nigga, fuck your feelings. Get to this chicken, need more. Keep a whole clip extended, wave it at your fitted. Get the grip to hit and beat a rope. Nigga in the trap, you pitch. If you ain't strapped to witness, send back the list, so you need to go. Have to send a nigga fish if he ain't fucking with it. If them charges switching, then you told. One of the realest living, nigga, fuck your feelings. Get to this chicken, need more. All about the brand, mula, pack of Fritos. Fill them up with lead, they fucking with the cheese, yo. Out for the season like a nigga D-Rose. Money over hoes, that's a nigga Steelo. Polo on my clothes, I'm the truth. Balls in the booth, break the shit down and pass it all to the crew. Down for the cause, do it all for the loot. Whip it and pitch, style with a split. Work on your strip, I'm styling this shit. Watch out, little bitch, serving the mollies and piff. I'm dumping, watch all of them dip. Don't fuck with the set, gripping the tech. Nigga, you tired, ain't got nothing left. I carry like a bomb, cause nigga, I'm a dog. Holding like 28 grams of the strong. Carrying on, set up car alarm. Niggas be chatting, that's where they go wrong. Telling the folks how we get to the dope. Ready for action, they moving like pawns. Say, let's when we smoke, let a bitch nigga choke. Styling for show, nigga, everybody know that you don't move smoke with dope and flipping coke. Niggas be jacking, I heard it before. Run up on them lacking, them hammers will go. My niggas be trapping, get paid with the flow. Brooklyn go beast, rain go heat. Grind non-stop, nigga, change no sleep. Stashing his cream, then it's back to the streets. Stacking his green, my nigga, rap after beat. To the top, we gon' go, nigga, you know we. Living, nigga, fuck your feelings. Get to this chicken, need more. Keep a whole clip extended, wave it at your fitted. Get the grip to hit and beat a rope. Nigga in the trap, we pitch. If you ain't strapped to witness, send back the list, so you need to go. Have to send a nigga fish if he ain't fucking with it. If them charges switching, then you told. One of the realest living, nigga, fuck your feelings. Get to this chicken, need more. Keep a whole clip extended, wave it at your fitted. Get the grip to hit and beat a rope. Nigga in the trap, we pitch. If you ain't strapped to witness, send back the list, so you need to go. Have to send a nigga.
I'm one of the realest, don't rock with new niggas. Don't know none you niggas, I suppose one you niggas. That 40, if I let it show, you don't know. Better know that that shit gon' go at y'all niggas. I'm praying and hoping that nigga don't play. Push and provoke me, I'm letting it spray. That's just the move that I came with today. They don't understand all this pain that I take. Smart enough to not make no mistakes. Get caught lacking like that, I don't play. Got the grip, I might go on a chase. Like a pimp, put these hoes in they place. We see money in a whole nother state. Rent a whip with the tag from the states. Touchdown, another town that I take. I want it all, I need more on my plate. They see you get money, they hate. The life that I live can't relate. Like Fab, I turn nothing to something. Hold off my grinding and hustling. They see you get money, they hate. The life that I live can't relate. Like Fab, I turn nothing to something. Hold off my grinding and hustling.
Living, nigga, fuck your feelings. Get to this chicken, need more. Keep a whole clip extended, wave it at your fitted. Get the grip to hit and beat a rope. Nigga in the trap, you pitch. If you ain't strapped to witness, send back the list, so you need to go. Have to send a nigga fish if he ain't fucking with it. If them charges switching, then you told. One of the realest living, nigga, fuck your feelings. Get to this chicken, need more. Keep a whole clip extended, wave it at your fitted. Get the grip to hit and beat a rope. Nigga in the trap, you pitch. If you ain't strapped to witness, send back the list, so you need to go. Have to send a nigga fish if he ain't fucking with it, them charges switching, then he told.
Fuck with the plug and he with me. Boy, I get money, fuck with me. For the love of this shit, I'm in love with this shit. Cashing out, thumb through hundreds and fifties. Couple of my niggas with me. Strap with them texts, they get busy. Shooting from deep, call them Curry. Get you man down in a hurry. And then for the pesos, my guy, nothing less. Play games with the fatty, send me to your chest. Talking to them people, I'm leaving you stretched. I throw back more bullets than Mitchell and Ness. I'm back on my D, got me over the stove. Whip it till it rocked and it's back on the road. Go holla at Nathan, it's back to the school. Do it for niggas that trapping like you. So I do it for niggas that trapping like us. In racks I trust, chasing this chicken a must. Go hard for the gus, go hard for the gus. All in for the squad, and stacking it up. And stacking it up, you know what it is. We hitting the town and busting it up.
One of the realest living, nigga, fuck your feelings. Get to this chicken, need more. Keep a whole clip extended, wave it at your fitted. Get the grip to hit and beat a rope. Nigga in the trap, you pitch. If you ain't strapped to witness,
sitting back to listen, you need to go. Have to send a nigga fishing, he ain't fucking with it. Them charges switching, then you told. One of the realest living, nigga, fuck your feelings. Get to this chick and need more. Keep a whole clip extended, wave it at you, fit it. Get the grip to hit and beat the road. Nigga in the trap, we pitch. If you ain't strapped to whip, then sitting back to listen, you need to go. Have to send a nigga fishing, he ain't fucking with it. Them charges switching, then you told.
Max.
Pop shot, spin around the block. Coming shot, behind the business, about to squat. My niggas told a Glock, extend the clips, we let it fly. Ever be shit, we ride and we die. Energy in the family, suckers can't understand me. Drip from Porsches and Bentleys, get rid of coffee for envy. Laying over the grip, get the wolf from my drip. Bag and zip, work the wrist, we did it all for the chips. And I stay low key. Grind no sleep, paper gang over famous, bout to cash that E. Fuck, we got a stunt for, my niggas know we go hard. Sour fall, turn the roll, my nigga fuck a cigar. No feelings involved when it comes to busting checks, you stack the paper. Grew up in them jacks with drug respect, real inflation, half a billy on my neck. Nigga fuck being famous, fuck. Frontin' for the glam, 50 rips, a couple grand.
Shit. Back on my shit, I've been cooling out, cause it's nothing to take a vacation when you ain't losing out. I'm getting money, what is you about? Got work that's moving south, job shit a trap, and I had to choose my route. 2 weeks to make five, it's some change. My first day on the grind, I made five, it's some change. Never look back, I said grind is my lane. More militant with time, I guess my mind thought the same. Pain, some hunger and death, I made it through them losses. Realest niggas chillin' around me, no phonies, only bosses. Out of the hoopies to the newest foreigners, I heard that you be walking. None of them cars around, we hear you talking. Fresh and in charge like I'm in and out of Spring Creek. Up late getting to it while you remain asleep. Straight weeks, some money missions away from home. Day by day I just keep telling my bae I'ma make it home. On that road, play the speed limit. Watch them Impalas with the D's and the tinted cars with the G's in it.
All right, and we back live. We here in the studio with Nate Nitty and V Mac from Brooklyn. And we just played two of their songs off the mixtape Need More. Yeah. So we played Need More and we played Famous.
Yes.
So tell us about Need More, the song.
The song Need More is basically saying, you know, that we want more in our lives, you know, basically. Niggas need more. We trying to get more. And everything we have or whatever we trying to strive to get, we just want more of it. More money, more cars, more this, more that, whatever.
Okay. I think it was Nate who said, like a pimp, put these holes in their place.
Yeah.
What you mean by that?
I mean, I don't know. Just take no disrespect from no female. Like, not let them run over you.
Right,
I
so
mean
you
really abuse them and not.
Okay, yeah, I gotta make sure you're not walking around pimp slacking these chicks, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, just don't get ran over by them.
Okay, all right. And so tell us about Famous. That was pretty dope.
Famous, that was like a freestyle track. I heard the beat, the original beat is a Kanye beat.
Okay,
it's Famous. And heard the beat, I was like, oh, let's do it. And that's what it was,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how much time do y'all put into music? I mean, like, VMAC, on a lot of the tracks, you say grind, no sleep. Do you really, like, grinding all the time?
Yeah, I mean, you always got to be working. Even when you're sitting down, not doing nothing. Think of a bar or something, like, or your next song, your next move, or whatever. How you meditate, how you get your stuff together, I don't know.
So, do y'all write? We recently had an artist here, and he didn't write. Like, he just said, he just go in the studio and just go. He don't write at all. Do you guys write?
More power to you, brother. I write. Yeah. I sit my ass down.
Yeah, I get, you know. Sometimes I probably write halfway and then freestyle, like the rest of the verse or something. But for the most part, the idea is wrote out.
Okay, so you think it's better to write than to not write? Like, that's the best way to write.
I mean, if you're trying to get a straight message through in a song, you might need to write a little bit.
Gotcha.
And just straight freestyle, because it ain't going to stay all the way on topic. Yeah, freestyle.
Yeah, sometimes I like to sit down and collect my thoughts. You know, one minute I might think of this, and the next minute I'm thinking of that. So
my thing is just think before I speak.
Yeah. Right. Don't say nothing crazy. Know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
we don't want you saying nothing crazy.
Know what you're talking about.
Right. That's so true, even though you be pissed.
And this is what you're putting out. So, you know.
He was saying that writing take too long. Take up too much time. That's what he don't write.
Yeah, he really... You know, pretty much
it takes too much time freestyling in the studio that you're paying for.
I don't think you.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think to me it's like, writing take a lot of time because you might be second guessing yourself a lot. In the studio, when you freestyle, you just go in there and do it. Even though you could just, you know, nah, I'm going to take that line out. Let me say something. You could do that too in there. But it's just like, let me get it done.
Yeah, that's
right in there, you know, you sit
constantly
down.
Constantly stopping and starting over.
Yeah.
That freestyling shit.
Yeah, he pretty much wasn't saying it don't take too much time, but he was saying he go off of the experience so it could be more like, you know, real. Like if he in that moment he at the club, then he run into the studio. So that's basically what he was trying to say.
I use that for like if one of my mans call me to the store and want me on some, I don't know what they working on.
Yeah,
right.
So then and there, it's, you feel me, more live.
Yeah, but, you get there and then just lay your verse down. Yeah. But nigga still might write it, you know. Sitting there, or I might have some installed already, some lines I ain't put in a song yet, or whatever, and I'm gonna throw it on there. Like, always got something. Try to stay with something.
Mm. Okay, so do you guys have other passions in life? Like, besides this music, is there something else that you passionate about? I mean, VMAC, it seemed like you really into, like, basketball and stuff.
I mean, I would. Not as much as I used to, because I ain't played ball in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But basketball was my life, or part of my life. You know, I did a lot to travel, you know, stuff like that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What about you, Nate?
I don't know. Like, I'm into cars and shit.
Cars.
Know how to fix them a little bit, so I just like cars.
Okay, that's pretty dope. That's pretty cool. So, you know, we coming to close to ending. So, we going to allow you guys right now to, you know, just give your shout out, say your up and coming projects, what you got in store next, and just go for it.
Shout out to my man, the homie Mo Rax, my son G Styles. Now, everybody, we did a track. We held us down, whatever. Shout out to you that's sitting there listening to us right now. Shout out to you. Do your thing. Shout out to y'all for having us.
Thank you.
Shout out. Thanks. Shout out to Brooklyn, Queens, wherever you at listening. Shout out to your place, your city. We out here.
Shout out my man, Work Boy, Solo, 2 Milli. Shout out to my mother for having me.
Word. Hey, shout out to Nasty making me look bad. Shout out to you, Mom. Shout out to you. You too, Dad. You too. I know you. What about me? You too.
All right. Thank you guys for coming through. Everybody, I want you to go check out Nate Nitty and VMAC mixtape Need More.
So tell us tell them how they can find your music and stuff.
Yeah.
It's on my mixtapes.
In SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Go to Nate Nitty, NateNittii.
And do the same thing on my mixtapes, and the tape will pop up Need More.
Yeah, you could easily Google. When I Google Nate Nitty, that's all that pop up, like constantly. So that it's easy for you to find it. So check out their mixtape. It's really dope. We played a few songs. That was dope. So check it out. It's really cool. We thank you guys for coming here today and having this interview. We really appreciate you guys. Straight from Brooklyn. We from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
so
Brooklyn.
This definitely was a dope interview.
You know that?
So we thank you so much. So before we close out, I do want to give out the third code word for our Valentine's Day giveaway. So the third code word is Cupid. So So the rules of the Valentine's Day giveaway is that we've been giving you code words for the past two shows. So you got three code words. Next week, we will open up the lines and you will call in. And the first caller that has all three code words will be crowned the winner. So if you haven't been listening, you can check out our previous episodes on MixCloud. And then you can find out the other two code words. So call us next week. We're going to open up the lines. On Valentine's Day, we will be here. So I want to give a birthday shout out to my little cousin, DJ. Happy fourth birthday to you, Butter. We love you and we appreciate you. And the turn up is real. My birthday is this Friday, so it's going down. We will be back next Tuesday on Valentine's Day. And, of course, we will have our giveaway. And you can, of course, like us on Facebook, Kicking It With The Joneses. Thank you for tuning in. We are about to play some more of Nate Nitty and V-Mac songs off their mixtape to close us out. Thank you.
Real quick, I want to give a shout-out to my wife, you know. Tell her happy birthday, her birthday Friday.
Oh, Lord, happy birthday.
Yeah, shout-out.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to DJ. That was his name, right?
Yeah.
Shout-out to him. The two songs we're going to play after the outro is...
Ready or Not and Dirty.
All right, two songs we're gonna play by Nate Nitty, V-Mac, Ready or Not and Dirty.
Thank you for listening to Kicking It with the Joneses. Come kick it with us again live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Switching they food, we snatching they jewels, was raised rude. Little nigga, it's money, then you get the power. Sipping on that head, smoking grams of sour. Get your money while I was taught, so hustle became a sport. Play the blocker, hit the lane, pussy try me, put in pain. Came up, got the same niggas round me, would never change. P Dot, my niggas, C and Nate Nitty. Stacking cheese, stay litty. If it be, gon' get it. Shit, we talking, we live. Smoke a pound, hella bit. How we ride militant, yeah. It's all on my eyes, my stall on them. See me coming down your block, bitch, nigga might cross on me. And that's a fact, nigga strapped on Henny Black. Shoot a rack, 100 racks, we on to that. Shit, I seen it all and I done it all. Now I don't answer my phone unless it's a money call. Could get the shit yourself, why would you want a ball? I'm chasing paper right now, girl, I'll see you tomorrow.